opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Just a couple of weeks away from the MLB trade deadline, and some interesting names could be available. ESPN had just put out a piece today. I think maybe Passan had written it, and we're coming up not that far away, and some of the names that are being mentioned, like a David Bednar from Pittsburgh, could go to Detroit. Could Jaron Duran from Boston be on the move to the Padres? Josh Naylor from Arizona on the move to Seattle, or some of the guys that are mentioned here. What's interesting is there's another name that has been thrown around from the Nationals that could be available. And I don't really believe it. I don't tend to buy into it. But Ken Rosenthal, one of the most respected baseball writers that you got here in the game, had this to say the other day on, I believe, the Foul Territory podcast.
They don't really have a lot to trade. Kyle Finnegan would be their most interesting guy on an expiring contract. Mike Soroka would have some interest to teams, perhaps. As for the others, Nathaniel Lowe is on a two-year deal, expires after 26. He's not performing that well. There isn't that much that they necessarily would want to do. The one guy that I find very interesting is Mackenzie Gore, all-star left-hander, who is at the same level of service that Juan Soto was when the Nationals traded him to the Padres at the 2022 deadline. Now you might say, well, why would you trade Mackenzie Gore? Well, he's represented by Scott Boras. Scott Boras generally likes his clients to establish their values on the open market. An extension would appear unlikely, especially with the Nationals not spending the way they once did. So that would be admitting that the team needs to go backwards before going forwards again. And maybe the Nationals don't want to admit that, but their system is not in a place to support Gore and James Wood and CJ Abrams. They've got those three guys from the trade, and then might get a few others from that trade as well. But it will be interesting to me to see if they are willing to entertain Gore, because that guy, if he got out there, then we're talking a monster package in return. And let's face it, they need more players.
If they were to trade Mackenzie Gore, they would get a lot in return. There's no question about it. But if you were to trade Mackenzie Gore, see if anyone shows up to the ballpark the rest of the year. See if anyone wears Nats gear around the DMV ever again. Seriously. At some point, you have to put a reasonable product on the field. And one of the few things that is worth watching on this ball club, especially on the pitching staff, is Mackenzie Gore. He's about to represent your team in an all-star game. He's turned into the guy that we all thought he would become when you traded for him in the Juan Soto deal. He was once the top pitching prospect in all of baseball. He was once that guy. And if you watched him the last couple of years, you saw that he had immense potential. You saw that he had this kind of potential. You saw that. The pitch mix was always there. He's got elite stuff. There's no question about it. It was just about continuing to get better each and every year and grow in his arsenal, sure, in his command, sure. But I think the big thing for him was growing in his mentality on the hill as an ace. And you've seen that this season. He's taken that next step. So when you look throughout his career, he's improved every single year as a starter. So going back to 2022, when he first made his debut with the Padres, he finished with a 4.50 ERA. 2023, slightly better. First year with the Nats, 4.42 ERA. Stuff was better than that, but a 4.42 ERA. Last year, had a really good stretch to start the year. Finished well. There was a stretch in the middle that he struggled. Still, though, improved by half a run, down to a 3.90 ERA. This year, in 19 starts, 3.02 ERA. That's improvement every single season. And by the way, each year, the strikeouts have gone up. 72 in 13 starts in 2022, 151 in 136 innings and 27 starts in 23. Last year, 181 strikeouts in 166 innings and 32 games started. And this year, 138 strikeouts so far in 110 innings and 19 starts. He's getting better year after year after year. You're seeing improvement. And I don't think now's the time to move on from him. You've still got him under control for at least a couple more years. Now, I think having a discussion about maybe moving him in the offseason, even though I would absolutely hate it, I think that's more reasonable. But at the deadline, you think Mark DeBartolo is going to take over this thing on the interim basis and then just suddenly decide that now it's time to move on? I can't get on board with that. I can't. I just don't think it would make much sense. Yeah, you could get some really, really good players. There's no question about it. If you were to trade Mackenzie Gore, he would be the belle of the ball in trade deadline talks. There's no question about that. He'd be the top dude on the market. And so you could get a lot for him. But for every single Juan Soto trade, which, by the way, there's only been one ever like it, where you end up with so many good players, three all-stars in the same trade, three building blocks in the same trade, which, by the way, that's what they should be, building blocks, not trade bait, not guys that stick around for a few years and then you flip again, building blocks. James Wood should be a National for life. CJ Abrams should already have been extended. Mackenzie Gore, you should be working to extend him right now. Those guys should be sticking around. You don't have trades like the Juan Soto trade pop up very often, because for every single one of those, which, again, doesn't happen often, there's the Mookie Betts trade. Go find how many Mookie Betts players that the Red Sox acquired are doing anything for them. One of the dude's names was Jeter. Imagine the Red Sox trading for a dude named Jeter. And how'd that go? Jeter Downs was playing for the Nationals not that long ago, and he wasn't even playing for the Nationals. He was just on the roster. It's terrible. So for every one of those where you feel like you get guys, they don't turn into anything. Because what if you trade Mackenzie Gore and you get a top prospect and you get Carter Kieboom? How'd that work out, right? How'd that work out in terms of what Carter Kieboom was supposed to be? What if you trade top prospect, or you trade Mackenzie Gore and you get one of the top prospects in baseball and it's Victor Robles?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He had some okay time here. Is it worth Mackenzie Gore for 2 years? I don't understand this idea that the team should move Mackenzie Gore. I just don't think it would make any sense. I don't think if you're a Nats fan, it would give you much to care about on this team. You'd still have James Wood. But then I question, if we're doing this bit where anytime someone has value, we should just move them, then why the heck wouldn't you entertain Wood? Why the heck wouldn't you entertain Abrams? What's the point where you stop? Because as much as he wants to say that there's nothing in the farm system and doesn't have the system to back this thing up, let's go around the diamond real quick and see where they could use real improvements. Left field is set. James Wood, cornerstone, superstar. No question. Center field, likely set. Not talking about Jacob Young, but talking about Dylan Cruz. And we can have a discussion about his value there. But Dylan Cruz is your center fielder, likely. Corner outfield spot, that could be either Lyle, that could be Robert Hassel. I would like for that to be a bat that you go sign. But okay, you got one corner outfield spot open. You got your fourth outfielder figured out in Jacob Young or Dalen Lyle or Robert Hassel. By the way, you've got three guys for two spots there if you're not going to spend money. So one of those dudes could get traded in the offseason to bring in someone to help out this ball club. At third base, Brady House. All right, you like what you've seen so far. You want to see that power start showing up, but he's a prospect. It takes time to adjust. And so we'll see if he can get to that spot. But third base, you don't feel like a pressing need right now because you're still evaluating House. Shortstop, C.J. Abrams. Obviously, we know how good he is. First base right now, Nathaniel Lowe. I think you could use an upgrade there if they're going to spend money. But if not, that's a guy that's on pace for 20-plus homers and near 100 RBIs, plays decent defense. Okay, reasonable, even though it's not the power hitter, even though it's not the big-time formidable bat in the middle of the lineup. Okay. I can understand if you want to improve there, but it's okay. Second base, I think you can use improvement. No question about it. Luis Garcia has been horrible defensively. One of the worst, if not the worst, infield defenders this season. And specifically at second base, he's been atrocious. So, okay. Maybe you want to improve in second base. Catcher, I don't think I need to have a discussion here. They have to improve a catcher. There's no question about that. So you've got catcher, and you've got second base, really, for me. And I'd like to spend it right field. But I think I can make some things happen with that lineup, especially if they can fix some of the errors in terms of base running and we can figure some stuff out. Okay, better there. Starting pitching, that's an issue. By the way, if you trade Mackenzie Gore, you have no one that you can rely on in this rotation. And this team might not win much at all if you move on from Mackenzie Gore, and then you're probably trading Soroka as well. Trevor Williams is out for the rest of this season. He has a partial UCL tear. He's probably out until, at best, early next year. And also, Trevor Williams wasn't even that good when he was pitching, so it's not that big of a deal. But, okay, you need to improve in starting pitching, and you need to improve in the bullpen. By the way, bullpen is when you can actually bargain hunt. You just got to do a better job than Poche, Sims, and Lopez. That's where you can actually spend some money, but don't have to spend as much as you maybe think to build a decent bullpen. So I don't think they're close, but I also don't think they're as far as Rosenthal's making them sound. And when you look at their top prospects, you've got guys that are coming down the line, maybe not right away, but you've got guys coming down the line that can help this team out. Travis Sikora, the timeline on pipeline says 27. He just got shut down for a little bit longer, but he's all the way up to AA. Susana has been injured as well. He's in AA. We'll see about Seaver King. I talked about Alex Clemmie, someone they acquired, a pitcher that they acquired in the Lane Thomas deal. Seaver King being the shortstop, then can play the outfield, kind of utility-ish guy that they drafted in the first round last year. Like, I'm not necessarily saying any of these guys are particularly close, but their system is not as bad. Maybe it doesn't stack up with the Dodgers. I don't know that any of these guys, with the exception of Sakura and Susanna, maybe Clemmie, are big-time impact guys, like stars or dudes that you can build around. But I still don't understand the idea that you would move on from Mackenzie Gore when you know you have a superstar in place. And I get his point that he's repped by Boris. He's likely to hit free agency. The chances of them signing him are very, very low. But I just don't think that now is the time to have that consideration of trading Gore. In the offseason, I think it's another discussion, and I think it's something that we could probably mull over, even though I wouldn't love it, because at some point you do need to create a winning ball club, and I hate this idea that you're just going to create this vicious cycle of trading every good player for prospects over and over and over again and hoping at some point that your timelines match up to create a winning ball club again. But I just don't think at this deadline it would make any sense to me to move on from him. I just don't. I think, especially with everything that you've gone through this past week, with moving on from Rizzo, moving on from Davey, there's already a lot of turmoil with Nationals fans. Do you think it's a good idea to go ahead and throw a match onto the gasoline in terms of what this fan base is right now and trade Mackenzie Gore? Because that return would have to be incredible. I would need to get a couple big-time guys that I could see in the big leagues relatively soon, because your timeline is still whatever James Wood is here for. And that's still a few more years. That's still at least through 2030 in terms of control that you have for him. So now's not the time to move off of all this stuff. I just think it would be incredibly foolish for them to decide to do what Rosenthal had suggested and move off of Mackenzie Gore. And I don't think, frankly, if I were ownership too, I don't think I'm giving an interim general manager like Mike DiBartolo the option to trade him in the middle of the season, when who knows if he's going to be your general manager going forward. In the offseason, if I remove the interim tag and you want to make a move, sure. But an interim GM trading the ace of the staff and a superstar in the sport and someone that's still incredibly young, that I don't think there's a likely chance that you could sign him, but there's still at least a chance, I think that would be incredibly stupid. So I just don't see that happening. Talking about guys that are in some turmoil. I don't know if you saw this morning with Terry McLaurin. So he put something on his Instagram story, and I don't know what to make of it. He put out, "I wake up and go get that cake. I ain't the type to relax." Jeff, you're big in lyrics and everything. Does this mean anything? Are we getting a Terry contract soon? Is he trying to stir up? What are we getting here?
My man just saying he wake up and grind. I wouldn't look too deep into that.
And I don't. I'm not. Terry's not one that's been a diva. He's not one that's throwing crazy shade or anything. But really, that's the first thing we've heard from Terry is, "I wake up and go get that cake. I ain't the type to relax." Regardless, Terry McLaurin, the contract situation. We got a little more of an update from James Palmer yesterday. We'll play that for you next. Sounds like there's still been some contact despite the issues with the contract. Is it going to get resolved? We'll continue talking about Terry McLaurin next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.